Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I continue my conversation with Eric Turner, president of the Washington School Board, talking about increasing parent involvement and possible changes to the parent-teacher conference format.
And at the most recent school board meeting, it was recently discussed about getting parents more involved or kind of changing the format for parent-teacher conferences, so to speak. Can you tell folks about this?
Yep. I'm glad you brought that up. At the elementary buildings, the parent-teacher conferences are well attended throughout the school year. Throughout the school year for the middle age and the high school level parent-teacher conferences, there's a fairly significant drop-off from the beginning of the year to the end of the year. And it's not as though those parents don't care as these kids get older. It's just a different level of involvement. You know, when your child is younger, you know, you're more responsible and providing more guidance. As they get a little older, you know, they're becoming a little bit more independent. You're still involved, but your level of guidance is less and different. And then also, there's maybe not as much new information at the parent-teacher conferences from beginning to end like there is in elementary. So what the principals are evaluating or trying to come up with some ideas to maybe alter how those parent-teacher conferences are, or an alternative event in place of the parent-teacher conferences to get the parents in the building to make sure that they're aware of the things that we're doing in the school district, and more importantly, to know what their students doing, or what they can, what role the parent can play to continue to help get the most out of the school year for their kids. It hasn't been decided what we're going to do yet. And the reason for the change is there's a lot of support out there for how well students do is definitely correlated to how much the parents are involved within their child's education. So if we feel like we're not meeting the parents' needs, then as a school district, we need to make some changes and try to make sure that we're keeping the parents engaged and staying involved within the education process throughout the school year.
And do you feel this is going to be even more important with the addition of the concurrent classes held with Kirkwood here in Washington?
Anytime you start something new, there's always some tweaks that need to be made. And I think that you're right that it's going to be important to get the feedback from the parents and students on how this new process is working or how it's kind of evolving. It's not totally new, but it's changing. And the more feedback we can get, I think the more effective the changes are and the quicker that the changes can take place if needed. And it's not necessarily always things that are bad, but it's how do you make things stronger and so the students get the most benefit out of those things.
And is the SIAC committee helping with the alternative conference event?
I don't know yet. The topics, Dr. Jorgensen may know that as they're preparing, you know, for the school year and some of the topics that we may move forward with. And it's something that the board obviously has is taking on a priority for this year, as we know the direct correlation by getting the parents involved and how that makes a difference in how well the students perform. And, you know, what benefit do they get and take that moving forward beyond high school for whatever that, you know, they end up doing.
And in closing, as the school year quickly approaches, is there anything else you'd like to share with folks?
I guess making sure that they're having their kids prepared, you know, supplies for the younger kids. And then also, you know, for the older kids, I think the schedules are a big thing and that takes some time to get sorted out. And the more prepared the kids are, the less time they have to work through any little snags that there may be. So for the older kids, I know that scheduling is really important and that they don't have to take time out of the learning aspect by, you know, being in the office and sorting out any schedule changes. So making sure that when they get their schedules or looking online ahead of time and getting those things sorted out so they can be in class and not have to work out those little things that may not be quite right yet with the schedules.
That's been today's Washington Page interview with Eric Turner, president of the Washington School Board. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.